This is a very special first Friday, which is the first Friday of the month of June, dedicated to the most sacred and loving heart of Jesus. So we offer everything in reparation to our Lord Jesus Christ for all the sins committed throughout the whole world against him. And in particular, we ought to make reparation to our Lord for all the sins that we have committed against him, mostly by laziness and indifference, as he complained to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque so many years ago. But it is also the feast of a great Eucharistic saint and founder of a wonderful religious family, St. Norbert of Premontre. St. Norbert, who was Archbishop of Magdeburg, began, with the help of God and with the inspiration of God, the order of Premonstratensians, that is, of those who come from that place that was given to him by the king in France, southern France, Premontre, which means in front of the mountain. And to this day, that is a very sacred place with a monastery and seminary for the order of Premontre. St. Norbert fought against heresies of his day, and already then, and he died in 1334, but already then there were the beginnings of that same heresy that was incited by the devil in the hearts of some Catholics and some mostly bishops and clerics against belief in the real presence of the Most Blessed Sacrament of the Eucharist. And so what's one of the things that St. Norbert mostly focused on, the importance and the reality of the real presence of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Most Holy Sacrament of the Eucharist. And so he was to begin this order and preach and grow throughout all of Europe. So much so that when he died in Prague, the capital of Bohemia, nowadays the Czech Republic. And he is buried there on the top of the mountain. He who came from the monastery in front of the mountain, he is buried on top of the mountain, a magnificent monastery that is had by the Premonstratensians. There, every so often when I get to Prague, I offer Mass at his tomb, a very wonderful and beautiful place where the relics of St. Norbert are kept. And so today we honor St. Norbert, a reformer of the Church. He helped the Pope to solidify his throne because there was an anti-Pope, perhaps the last one in the history of the Church, because throughout the first millennium there were many anti-Popes, and the true Catholics had to fight against them. And of course, we know that there were many who followed the anti-popes in good faith. We need to be very careful that we not only follow the office itself, but that we also make sure that the person who is on the throne of Peter is indeed the person who is supposed to be on the throne of Peter. For only one can be Pope. So today we pray to St. Norbert for our new Holy Father, Pope Leo XIV, that God may inspire him to begin that which he intends to do, a reform of the Church, of the papacy, and of the Mass. He who himself said the traditional Mass in private, though not in public for whatever reason, perhaps political reasons, they're not always right. Saints are sinners too. But he did it in private. So that means that he is not against the traditional Latin Mass. He is for it. And already has begun to take some measures and call the bishops to task for not doing their job as bishops of their respective dioceses. So we pray to the bishop, the archbishop, and founder of the Premonstratensians, St. Norbert, to inspire us And of course, he who lived and died for the honor of the Blessed Sacrament, who of course is the Sacred Heart. They cannot be separated, they're one. We ask him to help us to make reparation for sins against this most holy and august Blessed Sacrament, which is his most sacred and divine heart. In nomine Patris, Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.